Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Saturday, March 19th, 2022. This is a special live talk show. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Janono Kawande.
Welcome to this special edition of our special live talk show. In this program, we are discussing with stakeholders Zimbabwe's forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections set for March 26th.
In 7 days, Zimbabwe is expected to hold by-elections in which 130 council and parliamentary seats are up for grabs.
Political parties and individuals taking part in the by-elections have been campaigning in various parts of the country, with the Citizens Coalition for Change claiming that their rallies are being blocked by the police.
There have been several incidents of political violence which resulted in the death of one person in the Midlands province. Opposition candidates claim that they are being attacked by suspected ZANU-PF activists.
Tune in right now in our live talk show. We are live on VOA Studio 7, that is the radio. And then you can also find us on all our websites, www.voaindebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.zimbabwe.com. I'll repeat that, www.voazimbabwe.com. We're also on Facebook on the following, VOA Indebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. To join the show, you can send us a message right now on WhatsApp. Our number is +1 202 465 0318, or post it right now on our Facebook pages. Funjalo, Mr. Wand. So Citizens Coalition for Change yakhala kwanti ithi bayavala imhlangano into njalo. So uzulukandaba lo luhlelo oluqakathekileyo kakhulu uhlelo lo special live talk. So siyahlangana khonapha ke lapho sikhuluma khona lani lonke ngokuthi kumele kwenziweni eZimbabwe njengoba kulokhetho mhla ka March 26th. So ngenani kuhlelo khona manje, hamba ku VOA Indebele sesikhona live, uphinde uhambe kwezinye indawo ezinjenge VOA Studio 7 le VOA Shona kunjalo.
Nasi tiri kutarisa zvekare nyaya dzesarudzo dzatakatarisana nadzo zvondo rinouya, ichi chirongwa chatakaitirai mimi kuti mugotitaurira zvamunenge muchifunga pane zvamunenge muchiona pane zviri kuitika. Tinenge tichikurukura nevamwe vese vanenge vachikwikwidzavo, nevamwe vakangoteereravo vanenge vachida kunzwisisa kuti chii chiri kuitika. Kwasara mazuva manomwe, 7 days kuti sarudzo dziitwe, uyezve pane zvigaro zvinoita 130 zana nemakumi matatu ezvigaro zviri kukwikwidzwa mumakanzuru nemuparamende. Mamwe mapato anokwikwidza ari kuti iwo havasi kukwanisa kukwikwidza zvakanaka nekuti vari kuzviringwa nevatsigiri vezanu-PF. Asi kutsvaka rutsigiro kuri kuenderera mberi munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana munyika. Kunyange havo vachitaura kuti vamwe vachitaura kuti mapurisa ari kukanganisa misangano yavo nekuvarambidza kuungana. Pakaitika mhirizhonga dzakati kuti mazuva masvondo mashomanana apfuura pakazofa umwe wevatsigiri vebato reCCC. Asi bato iri richiti vatsigiri vebato reZANU-PF ndo vakakonzera mhirizhonga iyi pakazofa vanhu. Saka nhasi tiri kuita zvedu pamusoro pesarudzo, mafambiro adziri kuita, zvamuri kuona, zvamungada kuona zvichiitika, tinoda kuti tinzwe kubva kwamuri. Ndo zvatiinazvo nhasi. Yes, do it.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Wande. Let's hear some of the people who are actually attending some of these rallies. So we'll start with the Citizens Coalition for Change, and we've got the deputy spokesperson Gift Ostalo Siziva. he is in Mutare. Let's hear what he is saying about the rally today.
Amuna here matambudziko amambosangana nawo tichimboona kuti mapurisa nevamwe ZANU-PF munomboti vanokanganisa misangano yenyu.
ZANU-PF yatira kuunza varore mapurisa kuti anitimidete vanhu. ZANU-PF yamisa mazuko kuti asatakurewa kubva kumalocation. Isu hatidi mazuko ekuhaya kana ekuti atakurewa vatisora mazuko agone kufamba kubva kumacommunities mafambiro anoita mazuva ese. Nekuti tekumiswa kwepagritan kotinoita vanhu tavafambe netsoka asi hatisi tatinenge tatarisira kubva kuzuko because vanotakura vanhu nezano vasina kubhadhara so tiri kusvika business takura vanhu vachivaendesa kubva kutaro nekudzokera mumacommunities chemagariro vanogara vachiita mastaire.
Yeah, that is Gift Ostalo Seziva. He is in Tare. So he's complaining there. Utige, abantu bebefuna kuti vapambanise. Nakonoko kwenzakalayo. So we also have Mr. Tafatswa Mukwadi of ZANU-PF. Let's hear from him what all what was going on at the rally.
Sangano weza ne utungamiri na makurukote ya hurumende wose. Neo kuti zichemo zaga sika kwa utungamiri no kumusangano. Kutiwa anamu kupinga, wanga wachiti hivo. Atina kumofira, chichuwa na nguwa no mkana wukuona na utungamiri wejika kwa 1980. Wamukabe lufunga munotonde na mkaka kwerenga, waka uya kuno kari kufamu na 1980 kusuka mna 2017. Asi wamuna ngagwa, wawo ya kata kwa kana kanenge kana kufamu na 2017 kusuka parisi. Asi mkana ukutu wanga wachuwana ni wanu. Bachitambira chemo zwa vachiwangwa wanga usirikuwa ni kwa zikuru nekuda kwe COVID-19 yanga yachiramidza vanhu kuti vaungane. Saka ndose vamaona mhomho yanga yakazara kuno yevanhu vanogona kuita zuru gumi nezvishanu kureva kuti 15,000 vana vachiuya kuno vakuru navadoko masabhu kumachief nemhomho yose nevamwe vose vanga vachiri kumusangano wemaopposition vachitaura zvisimo zvavo kuti tanga tichirwadziwa nezvakati nezvakati zvinosanganisira migwagwa yavo zvinosanganisira nyaya dzemvura zvinosanganisirawo nyaya dzemagetsi uye zvinosanganisirawo nyaya dzebudiriro nekuti nzvimbo yayo yanga ichitaririra.
Saka vamunangagwa vati vachagadzirisa sei iyo nyaya yekuti vanga vasingashanyire nzvimbo yebhinga kubva 1980.
Mutungamiri wenyika mumashoko avo vakumbira rurekerero kuvagari vebhinga vakumbira rurekerero kumadzimambo nevatungamiri vose vokuno vachiti takakanganisa naizvozvo zvatanga tisiri kuuya kuno ndokusaka ndaunza makurukota angu wose kuti vatambire zvichemo zvo dzezvigadziriswa zvisinei nechekuita nesarudzo pese but zvakanangana nekuti nzvimbo ibudiriri under the theme yokuti no one and no place must be left behind.
That is Mr. Tafatswa Mukwadi, ZANU-PF there, you know, one day. I think you heard what he said.
Yeah, it's all politics.
Yes.
Yeah, yavanguva yekutsvaga ruchigiro, saka vanhu vanotaura zvinhu zvakawanda. Zvimwe ndizvo chokwadi, zvimwe ndizvo kungoti pakati nepakati kuti nyaya dzadzo dzifambe.
That's right. Yeah. We also have Shingirai Chabata of the United Zimbabwe Alliance. Let's hear what he's saying about the rally today.
Taita dambudziko nevakomana mayuti ezanupiri. Isu takabhuka ground redu, tikabhadhara kukanzo, tabhadhara kukanzo, ndobva taenda tikaona police clearance. Zvese mapepa edu anga aripo, mapepa emutemo ese. Zvese zvakanga zvazvikumbirwa nemutemo, takaita adzietu. Saka tasvika paground march, taona vakomana ezanupiri, mayuti ezanupiri emutafara, achitamba bhora muground. Zatati achita kuti tiitire miti musangano wedu yanga iri miting miti necandidate miting yagarika mulambo ari kukonesa gwarari isakamira bato United Zimbabwe Alliance. So patasvika tikada kuzama kuengage tichiti isusu ko muri kutamba bhora sei mugraund umu ichakabhuka tikabhadhara kukanzo tikapaza marisiti zvese zviri pano vabva vati iwo igraund redu nderezanupf tisu tinoricheka muno tisu tinoriona saka ini pai panapa tenda violence kumuzi oru kushaneni chokutema ina matombo saka titori redu kushaneni kana mkangeta msangano uyoyo
mazilisa mapurisa ere neshe kuchikisi ziru wa iku oku kwa maita uyo kanganisi wa msangano uyi
wata fone la mapurisa kutu mapurisa ando nyari pano waka shika pazimbo waka pazimbo mapurisa wati iyo nyari lipo ndeyo kuti kanzuru ndeyo fana kuya ujika wana nukuti kutuwe ground saka imini kanzuru mpofana kiku ujika wana kanzuru kaya ujika wana then isu soso habeza tuwa tuweza ni mpao waendra mbenu waka iyo isu atikuwa su tiye tishizo tuzoda kusu sekiwa ground zisiri redu kwa isu bata harama kila kutra mbenu msangano wenu matreti tinao wale ziripo wanwesi anga ita kuya kutangano harumu lokal mno wanga wajizi angushika chito sarichi muraya.
That is Mr. Shingirai Chabata, the Youth Secretary of the United Zimbabwe Alliance. So let's go into it today. We've got Reverend Hussein Smanda of the Christian Alliance of Zimbabwe. Reverend Smanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Thank you so much. So, siyabona kuthi abantu bakhankasa endaweni eziningi ezijeneyo. So, ngesilungu sibili ngathini ngemkhankaso yabo le?
I think it is important for space to be created for all the political parties to campaign, to present to the voters what they are offering. It's very important. And also it's important that, as according to our constitution, all Zimbabweans should be allowed to have the right to political participation, a choice of their own political party, but also that it must then be done peacefully. And this is what is important to all the political parties, that they must encourage their supporters to do this in peace.
So, okay, now I'm going to say to you, what do you think about the government? What do you think about the
government? Political parties are going to be kuyini abazakwenzela abantu nxa bekwanisa ukuthi bevotele bengene bethathe izikhundla lezi abazifunayo. Kuqakathekile njalo ukuthi amaZimbabweans ezwe njalo akwanise ukuba lelungelo lokuthi bahambe bayengena-ke beyelalela bengesabi bengatshaywa ngabanye abantu. Into eqakathekileyo kuma-political parties wonke ukuthi kwenziwe konke lokhu kulokuthula ukwenzela ukuthi kungabi lempilo eyinye njalo ezalahleka kumbe kulimala abantu nxa besenza umsebenzi wabo lowo kukhankasa.
Ye, yeah, so bamba khonapho-ke Mr. Wande, we've got Reverend Hussein Smanda. I think we can pose a question to him.
Reverend Smanda, ndingataka neshona?
Yes.
Okay. Makatarisa zanga zvichitika masvondo mashomana napfuura kana kuti kubva zvataurwa kuti sarudzo dzichaitwa musi wa 26 svondo rinouya. Munoona sekuti zvichabuda musarudzo idzi zvichakudzwa here, zvichatambirwa zvakanaka here? Sokuona kwamunoita kuti pane manzwa vamwe vachikomplena vachiti vari kutadza kuita misangano, vamwe vachiti vari kurambidzwa nemapurisa, vamwe vanhu vachipondwa, zvose zviri kuitika izvi zvichaita chinyi kune zvichabuda musarudzo sokuona kwenyu?
Zvinonetsa nekuti in terms of Zimbabwe having ma free and fair elections, zvekutanga all political parties should be allowed kuti vaite macampaigns acho free wherever they want to go. Izvo zvakakosha in order for us to have ma free and fair elections. But kana tikatadza to have that, we are likely to have ma dispute anongoenda kuma court and ma contestation around nenyaya yemarivals. The second issue inyaya yekuti there must be peace. Takaona kukwekwe kwakaita violence, so that is very important kuti vanhu vakwanise kucampaigna freely and peacefully. Otherwise maelectoral results acho achapinda kumacourt again nemacontestations kuti some other people might feel kuti aiwa isusu atina kuwana nguva yekukampena freely kana kufamba freely. We are afraid kuti charowa nevanhu.
Yeah.
Or something else can happen. So I think that's the challenge.
Yeah. Chimwe chandinga ndakuzva kwamuri Reverend. Ndicho kuti pane vamwe vamunombotaura navo here kunze kwenyika kuti vabatsire munyaya yezvikuitika muZimbabwe?
Isusu, our main concentration, pane chitaura nemapolitical parties, because ZEC in a platform inonzi multi-partilizing. So Isusu has started engaging locally with the political parties because we believe Isusu is Zimbabwe, we should be able to solve this thing. Because violence actually is coming from us.
Yes.
We are the ones who are causing all these problems. Also, we have our courts, we have our police, and I think those institutions should be held to account.
Yes.
As well as ZEC itself. So I think before we talk about going outside the country, if this is locally, we should demand accountability. Kuma stakeholders, ASA. And the violence, making it impossible for other people to campaign, should be part of our dialogue as Zimbabweans. If you say churches, as we know, Zimbabwe heads of Christian denominations has been trying to have this internal dialogue. I think it's got its own challenges, but at first we need to exhaust it. But however, when they are free, if other people feel that, if you want to go to SACIC or want to go to UN, I think everyone has got a constitutional right to do that if they want to.
You heard the reference, and they are saying that it is very important to clean up our act, act as a Zimbabwe during this period of electioneering. Otherwise, the results will be tarnished. In
the long run. Yes, and we've got a guest as well right now.
Right.
That is Moti Stole of the Patriotic Zimbabwe's Party. Moti Stole, welcome to the program.
Hey, Magadi.
Yo, Tiripo, Magadi. Go ahead, Wandi. No, it's good, yeah.
Ziriku Famba say, Muruku Sagarutse Gure, Muruku Kambena.
Tiri kukambena zve mwana wamai kukambena ndipo chaiko chaiko kwemunhu wechikadzi.
Kwakasiyana sei?
Kwemunhu wechikadzi kupamusoro soro. Kuti tinonga tichiona zvakawanda zvemutsingaone imimi vana baba.
Tiudzewo zvimwe zvamuri kuona ndosaka takusheedzai. Govanaiwo neisu zvamuri kuona.
Zvatinonga tichiona, kuti mvura haisi kubuda, zvinoonekwa ngevanhu vechikadzi izvozvi mapurasi zvemarodhi. Tine rodhi redu rinonetsa maningi kumagaza iyi kuno kumakansela ese ari kupinda ipapo apo. Apapo havasi kugadzira pabhiriji ipapo apo, handisi kuziva kuti chii chinonga chichimboitika ipapo apo. Saka taitawo tingambomodhistori angambopindawo paukansela apapo. Aido kumboonesanawo nevagari vemugaza iyi kuti tionesane kuti tibatsirane kuti bridge iri tingarifambisa sei nekuti motikari dzinomira vana vanodonha vechienda kuchikoro zvinoitika papo zvakawandisa zvinoitika pabhiriji papo saka tokorere kuziva kuti ava makansela vamwe vanonga vechipinda apa bhiriji iri havarionerere iri kuti rode kugadzirwa saka samai ndanga ndechiti ndapinda ini ndaido kumboonesana nemadzimai mamwe nana baba kuti toita sei pabhiriji apa tigadzire tiri pano.
Vamwe vanga varipo vari kuzvitadza sei chamuchaita chakasiyana nezviri kuitwa nevamwe kana kuti zvakaitwa nevamwe ndechipi muchazvifambisa sei?
Vanga varipo apa ndinongati pavanonga vechipinda bhiriji iri vanenge vasingaromi. Ngokuti kudai vanga vachiona bhiriji iri kavaidai vakarigadzirisa. Saka maonero endinoita bhiriji iri havaroni. Saka inini ndiri kuriona nevabereki vari mugaza iyi. Ndiri kuriona nokuti zvakafanana neni musi uno. Ndanga nditori nehundo yangu muna 2018. Ndakatosvika kuchipatara inini mwana wangu akatoshaika ini. Ngenyaya yebhiriji kusvika papapo bhiriji rakagara motikari aisi kufamba aisi kudii. mutori nemwana wangu wakatoshaika ngenyaya yebridge yona iyoyo. Saka inini ndiri kurwadziwa kuti angawedzi vatori vamwe vamimba dzimwe dzatopere kutoku vana vatopere kutoshaika ngenyaya yebridge iyoyo. Vane BP chaidzo chaidzo vamwe vari kutofa vosvika apapo havasi kuambuka. Maona. Zvirwere zvizhinji zvinofanira kuti zvikasirwe munhu akasiri kuenda kuchipatara ari kutotadza kutoenda kuchipatara kusvika kuchipatara intani unotenderera nepachinhee kuti aende kuchipatara kusvika kutunet munhu wanyarara saka semunhu wechikadzi handiri kuzwa kurwadziwa handiri kuzwa kurwadziwa saka vana handiti munoona kuti mai kana kuri kuti vanonga vechida kupa vana kana mwana chikafu anotochemera kutoti mai waizipe chikafu nai unotozama kuona kuti wapa here vana vako chikafu saka ini ndaida kuzama kuona kuti tingavaita sei apapo vagari vemugadza iyi kuti vasvinuke vaone kuti bridge iri tigadzirise handisiri kuti inini ndapinda ndega ndodogadzirisa ndoda kutogadzirisa navo ngokuti neni ndotorawo mugari wemugadza iyi ndoda kutobatsirana navo ivo neni ngokuti nditori nedziso rokuona kuti bridge rinofanira kuti rigadzirise.
Haiwa, ndatenda. You heard what she says. Her concern, primary concern, is water and roads in the area, and she's very keen on that. She says that she cannot do it alone, but you know she can get enough support from the people to get these things straightened out.
Oh yeah. So now one day we seem to have a problem with our Facebook pages. So we need to apologize to our listeners.
Yeah.
Right now we're not live on all our pages. It seems as if we've got a bit of a challenge, so hopefully our engineers are going to rectify that. So we've got a slight problem there. So let's turn to Mr. Chamisa, who was actually addressing people in Tara today. Let's listen to what he said.
Yes.
That was Chamisa. You know, it was a very short video in which he was passing a message, and I'm sure I think we are going to get some bit of it again because that got cut off. So let's listen to it again.
We want members of Parliament of Excellence. Issues. People who are accountable, available, accessible. These are Fandiri. In the MP, Chadima Zanaza would not be Namuya, Fandama Shuka, Namuka Kuba Nanga, Panama Shimbenda, Kosovana Kuita, Kanapuya, Italian Yusinaruma on issues, on ideas, on representing our children. The new great Zimbabwe! Mazita, you don't tell the president, and then Kanawino, Tipa, Kanawa, Tipongua, you put it to Torres, Thomas Roma, President, Slautana, and the Babaka, and you pick up Zona, and you can get it. Yellow, Yapata, who state Munomu Zimbabwe. Slavuzimisa, President, Kutimutasa South, Yakati, by election 26. March, and if you put in the time with you and what are voters in the field without telling them about the money? Don't go.
That's what was happening in Mutare in Manicaland province, where the Citizens Coalition for Change President Nelson Chamisa was busy there, you know, and there were some other supporters who were actually picking him up. So there's a lot that is happening in the country right now, and those that have actually joined us tonight on Live Talk, where we are talking about by-elections that are coming on March 26th. Kunjalo ke bonke ke abasalaleyo namhlanje siqhubeka nge-special Live Talk here today. Siqhuba maviki wonke ngempela viki zonke. So ke sesiloke staying lapha uMs Victor Matutu weZim Imbokodo. Matutu, siyakwamukela kuhlelo mama. Matutu, siyakwamukela kuhlelo, kunjani? Nalo matutu uyangizo. Ye kutuwa sime katunani. Uyabuya u Victor Matutu. Ye so matutu uyangizo mamu.
Ya kuzo tuwele mjani.
Siya pila mjani.
Hai siya pila nata.
Ye uloke tulolu ulomo pa elections ya Zimbabwe. Ye singati ulubola njani.
Gunzi mugu ugu shugu tuke tulubona njani. Ika kulu keturu olu njengo keturu nze Zimbabwe. Mwagogwa manje ngati masbe hile hita hai amabaza wangani mjisayo abonagala mpela hai apans pezulu hai enza loka wanzayo guza wini lulu kete wama pae le chinzi koto uguti nishu kutu gunzani guzo banzani gunzima mwagwa kusheri suku buona loko kota nyemza kwa ma le chinzi lao kese siboni mpumele ngatiyo lefala loke siku buone ukangashu
ubona nazani kutuwa nasu kangele wena vele Zimbabwe kuhama loke tu kutuwa alapa sivili ukucho uketolele
angawa nguti busezo wakona maduza nguti sibe loketo olushi olukulegle Zimbabwe mba ubona wami kusukela ngoketo luka 1980 lapo watula kala konuzi vosewe Zimbabwe sika sibe lalo uketo olukulegleyo esingahlala phansi thi ayilo lokhethe ukukhulekile onqobile unqobe ngoba lofanda nqobe lo onganqobanga laye hayi kwehlule asikaze silubona ukhethe ukukhulekile Zimbabwe
ye nga ufisa ke ungaqhubeka ngesilungu ukuthi gaga ngamafishane kwakho konke esikhuluma kakho eh qhubeka mama bangathi cha nje ngamafishane
ya ngicabanga ukuthi yebo siya kulo ukhethe lolo olama by elections engibona kulukhetho olulungiselela lwandulela ukhetho esilubheke kakhulu umnyaka ozayo ngo-2023 ongangokuthi ngendlela mina ongibona ngakhona amabandla wonke azangenza kulelo ukhetho abonakala khankasa ngakhona abantu baseZimbabwe engikubonayo manje ukuthi balingele utshintsho wonke umuntu okhona eZimbabwe ngicabanga ukuthi usekhathele kalokho okukhona laba bakholele ukuthini ukuthi abantu bavote yikho kuzaya yenza ukuthi kube lotshintsho eZimbabwe wonke umuntu manje yabesebhekele ukuthi akuvote kube lotshintsho kodwa ngendlela yokuthi vele njengabantu baseZimbabwe siyazi ukuthi ukhethwa ngeke lube lukhethe lukhululekileyo iZTC eyiye ebhekele ukhetho lwaseZimbabwe ukuthembakala kwayo ngalolu khetho lwama-by elections ayo oluzolandela kumnyaka ozayo kulokho kusafana nje nokungathembakali kwabo kuleyo wonke ukhetho esike saba nalo eZimbabwe ngoba kuseyileyo ZEC ayivele inikeza abantu ukhetho olungakhululekanga esingakhangeleli ukuthi ise izoba namandla okuthi manje isinikeze ukhetho olukhululekileyo ngokusho njalo angisho ukuthi abantu akumelanga ukuthi bavote okuqakathekileyo ebantwini ukuthi okwamanje kumele ukuthi loba kuzaba lokungakhululeki okhetho kodwa abantu abasukume abaseduzane abenelisayo bahambe ukhetho lolu bayivota kulolu khetho lwama-by elections ozoba khona ngomhla ka 26 March mangicabanga kahle abantu abahambe bayivota futhi loba ukhetho lungakhululekanga kusenzela lokho okwenzakeleyo kodwa abantu bethi thina sasivotile ngoba okwakhathesi ukuthi kuze kube lotshintsho kubize kube lalolokho abakubona manje abantu esikubona manje kutshintshe asila yini indlela yokuthi sikutshintshe ngaphandle kokuthi abantu baye ku-ballot box bayovota bazame ukuthi batshintshe ngoba ukuthi kutshintshe manje ukuthi uvote ayikho enye indlela as of now engayenza ukuthi kube lotshintsho so abantu abangakhathali ngokuthi yebo ukhetha sevele ukhululeke kodwa abantu abaseduzane abenelisayo ukuthi bayebhalisele ukuvota bayevota abahambe bayovota njalo siyathemba ukuthi iZEC labo bonke abakhangelela ukhetho bazoke kwelinye isikhathi isikhathi nje bacabangele uZulu weZimbabwe oseZimbabwe oshuphekayo uZulu weZimbabwe osemazweni oshuphekayo balwenza ukhetho luba lukhetho olukhululekileyo ukuthi loba kunqoba lo nqoba yabe ngumuntu onqoba ekhethwe ngabantu laba abanqobayo banqobe bakhethwe ngabantu hhayi ukuthi banqobe ngoba ukhetho lungakhululekanga
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu so what she's saying is that you know, she's got a lot of doubts in terms of what can happen in the next by elections. So she says ZEC is not trustworthy, and so she's not happy at all. But she says if people go in numbers and vote, maybe that will be an indication that people want to vote, but things are not going the right way for them.
Yeah, she's quite right, though, because the large crowds that attend these rallies do not translate into votes cast. If the people could go to vote in their numbers like we are seeing when they attend rallies of any political party, you can see that there is a lot of enthusiasm, whether forced or real, but you can see the participation. If that kind of turnout could be realized during the election itself proper, the voting exercise, I think it would be more reflective of what the people really want in the country.
Maybe it's because there's no passing of people to the polling stations. So anyway, I think let's talk to Reverend Hussein Spanda and then let him go. So Reverend Spanda, in terms of having a free and fair election, so what do you think about that? Just briefly, and then you state in development.
I think the lesson we learned from the previous election is that it's important to eliminate the issue of violence from the elections and create a conducive, peaceful environment. But that also is important to allow all the parties to have the space to campaign, access to the media, to allow people to have political participation as per their constitutional rights. Otherwise, there will be disputes around the election results that come out. And also, it's important for ZEC to have transparency, not just to talk about it, but also to show people that it's transparent so that it creates confidence and trust among the people. So it's important for ZEC, for instance, to address all queries that are coming from people and be open and transparent to everyone. And we trust that ZEC can do that. But also, in terms of us as Zimbabweans, it's important that elections are monitored. It's important that we are there to vote. We are there to monitor the elections. It's our responsibility. So that at the end we'll be satisfied with the results and the credibility of those elections.
Yes, I was going to say,
I was going to say, kungasoze kufe umuntu kumbe kulimale abantu, njalo kuyadingakala ukuthi ke nxa umkhankaso loyisenziwa o-ZBC ama-newspaper lezinye omabonakude kutshengiswe wonke ama-political parties. Njalo into eqakathekileyo ingqobi kithi lathi amazimbabwenzi ukuthi kumele abantu baqoqane bewakhangele lawo ma-election esithi observation kumbe njalo abantu behambe nabo bevota babe yingxenye yokhetho ukuze sekuthumeni sonkeni sisuthiseke ngempumelo ezabe ikhona.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu Spanda, sibongile kakhulu, ungathini lokusasa sungazikhumulela nje uchayitile keke mfundisi, siyabonga kakhulu.
Okay,
bye bye. Let's go to Miss Motistole. Quiet there, Wande. Motistole, yes, of the Patriotic Zimbabwe's Party.
Yes.
In Chipinga, yeah, go ahead.
Saka, iko zvine zvimuri kutambirwa zvakadini pamuri kutsvakarutsigiro. Zviri kufamba sei? Chii chamuri kuona muvanhu?
Iko zvine zvivanhu vari kutofara vanhu vechikadzi. Vari kutoti muwadhi tari kutombodawo munhu wechikadzi since takagara muwadhi wani dhaza ini angori varume chete chete vanongochinjana vechingochinjana izvi vanhu vari kutofara kuti tiri kuda munhukadzi ndivo tava kumbodawo kumbopa zvichemo timboonawo zvinhu zvimbosanduka hatisi kushora vanga varipo vese vakaita zvakanaka ana baba vakambotonga vakamira pautansela vakaita zvakanaka hasiko zvino tinombodawo munhukadzi timboonawo kuti unodii nekuti zvinofanirawo kuti zvipi gidyegidye pasikero nekuti sikero yenyu yakarereka yakarereka sikero muwadhi wani munomo yakarereka ine varume chete chete ine matumbu ine maguru ine feki saka inombodawo kumboiswawo musoro nemakumbo kuti zviite zvipi gidyegidye saka vanhu vari kufara kutaiwa munhukadzi pinda 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 panyanga kana ivo vana baba vake ivavo vari kutonditiwo pinda 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 panyanga ipapa saka nevana teingori gidyegidye vari kufara hazvikuti nokuti hapana kana kubvisana takatokumbirana nevaripo vacho ivavo kuti aiwa vana baba mbondipaiwo mukana ndimbopindwawo ndimbotsvairawo
imba ndopandinoda kunzwisisa ipapo amai ndopandinoda kunzwisisa ipapo kuti vamwe masangano akaita seelection resource center nezesni vari kuti havasi kufara neuwandu hwemadzimai kana kuti nokushomeka kwemadzimai ari kukukwidza musarudzo idzi. Imimi zvaka kuti mukwanise kudomwa kana kuti kuti mukwanise kukukwidza makaneseka zvakadini kuti mupinde pachinzvimbo ichochi chokukwanisa kukukwidza?
Imimi handina kuneseka nekuti ndinoziye kodzero dzangu. Inini handina kuneseka nokuti ndinoziya kodzero dzangu. Varipo vakada kumbojanyira kuti havafaniri kuti vapinde inini vanhukadzi. Tikati aiwa taakumbosimukawo vanhukadzi, taakungoda kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvifambe. Ngotipaiwo mukana. Vamwe varume vachitoti hama hapafaniri kuti papindwe munhukadzi haana zvaanogura. Tikati aiwa musati pai munhukadzi haana zvaanogura, zviripowo zvatinogura. Ngotipaiwo mukana timukuonawo kuti tinoita sei. Saka mukana ndakaupuwa ndikatenderwa kuti ndimire muwadzi wani munomu kuti ndiite kanzira. Saka ndinoti ndichafara nevanhu vemugadza iyi ndo vakatonditi ndimire. Ndakatonzi nevanhu vemugadza iyi mira nanhasi uno pendiri kutofamba ndiri kutofamba navo.
Hai, tinozvikudza chaizvo. Musati maenda, kana muchiti munoziva kodzero dzenyu iyo iri nyaya yokudomwa kana yokuvhoterwa nevanhu veboka renyu, munoreva chika muchiti munoziva kodzero dzenyu?
Aiwa, ndanga ndichitaura kuti kunze kuno vaiti hazviiti mubato mwangu takazvakanaka.
Aha, okay.
Nditi haufanira kuti upinze kunze.
She's very determined, like we discussed earlier on, and she got the support from the majority of the people in her area who wanted to get a lady in that position for a change. Which is just another way of saying the men have not been doing quite a very good job. Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much, Miss Moti Sitori. I think she can rest now. So I hear we've got a listener. Uh-huh. Take the listener.
Murikuti Zwairo, makadi nenyu?
Makadi
zwe. Chiri nani chaizvo? Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Tiri kutaura nani?
Nangona, makwadi Chirundo.
Aha. Taura henyu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Chekutanga ndinongoti kuna madzibaba vedu Gedeson madzibaba Shanduko Karoha. Chechipiri ndokumbira kuti hurumende dai yaidziremekedza kodzero dzevanhu yango mentini wakapiswa angaari kugumaelection elasti anga ari nani ndanga asina mhirishonga bcause tiona kuti vazhinji vari kurasiwa nyama nenyaya yemhirishonga. Hello?
Tiri kukunzwai?
Nemapurisa akaedza kwanisa kuitawo basa ravo asingarerekeri bato zvese zvaifambawo zvakanaka.
Hai, tinotenda chaizvo. Tinotenda zvikuru. Ehe. Aiwa, tinotenda.
Alright.
So, he is expressing his concern of Matsubaba Shanduko, you know, who is in hospital, and also is urging that the police should do their work in the proper way to safeguard the safety of the people. So that's his contribution.
Yes, let's turn to Ms. Victor Matutu of Zimbabwe Auto again. So, Ms. Matutu, going forward in terms of Zimbabwe elections, so what should happen if you want to see a free, a fair and credible election? Matutu?
I think everything that is in the hands of ZEC for now. Because as voters, people, they will go and vote. What they will expect is a positive outcome after voting. But that positive outcome is not going to be there if ZEC continues to do what it's been doing for the past years.
So for Zimbabwe to have free and fair elections, I think there has to be something that has to be done. Because, like, really, if we just stood to extend here and say, okay, the elections are, the by-elections are coming, people are going to go and vote, and we just sit and expect that the elections are going to be free. That is not going to happen, not anytime soon. Already, the campaigns that the parties are doing are being sabotaged. As of now, we all know that people are being beaten in rallies, some rallies are being banned and stuff like that. That's part of elections that are not free. Because elections do not start on a voting day.
Uh-huh.
There is this campaign period whereby all the parties are supposed to be campaigning. Free elections must start from there. The campaigns must not be banned. The campaigns must be free. For as long as people are being banned from campaigning, people are beaten, things are done to people, the voters, it's going to scare the voters from going to the ballot boxes and vote. But now, if we have people who are in hospital, we've got people who are scared and staying home now before the by-elections. Do you really think we're going to have them going to the polling stations and vote? I don't think so. People will be scared. That's not fair. That's not free. For people to stay home and say we are not going to vote because we are scared, maybe we're going to be beaten. That's not a free and fair election. It doesn't start on a voting day. It starts now. So the elections are already not free and fair because people are being banned from campaigning. So that's not free at all. Let's start from there. We must have free campaigns in the beginning, before we go to ballot box, to polling stations and vote and do anything. We must have people campaign freely. No one must be banned from campaigning. No one must be beaten. We have people going to polling stations free, and they expect the outcome of their voting to be positive. So, of course, that is responsible for voting and counting of elections. But now we cannot blame that. I'm not going to blame the EC now for what is happening now, because it's not involved in the campaigning of the political party. So I think we must start from here. Before going to the polling station, people must not be beaten. People must not be scared away from going to vote. Because beating them now is just scaring people away. That's not going to be a free and fair election if people are being beaten before they go to polling stations.
Yes.
So let's start from here.
Yes, I was Wakulu, Mama. Yes, I was Wakulu. Can you stay on the line? I think we've got a caller one day. Yeah, can I take that caller?
Makadini enyu tokutandira kuri studio 7 tiri kutaura nani
na mafavo
muri kupi
kwa Harare
aha tipe wo pane pfungwa dzenyu taura enyu
pfungwa ndasina kunyatsonzwa kuti chakamira zvakadi
chirongwa chipi
chiripo nhasi.
Tiri kutaura pamusoro pesarudzo.
Okay. Maonera andinoita ndekudai so. Kuti dai zvaichibvira ka. Halo?
Taurai takateerera.
Kuti dai zvaichibvira poshandisa mushina panenge zvakaitwa kuZambia zvese.
Mushina wei?
Kana pashandisa mushina unoti munhu akavhota zviyezvika anobva atoonekwa kuti avhotirani uko otoziva kuti nhenge akatitungamira nehwani
ose
maonero andoita ndokuti zvisanetse zvisaite mutauro
kuti pangovhotiwa nhamba yochinja pangovhotiwa nhamba yochinja ndo zvamunoreva
nhamba yotochinja zvichingopera pototaura kutoti uyu ane nhamba yakati uyu aita nhamba yakati hazviiti mutauro izvozvozvo
Hai, tino zinzwa, tofunga wangu, watelele wa zinzwa wawo wachapo funga yao pamsoro penya yacho. Pani zinzwa, mamu na kutawara.
Paneta makoresa aneta ndiye mkoti, zikuse kuziki kwa zike ya chene nga isina unya tukumira sata naka isina usununguka ka isini mpende ndo panini itaibabu.
Aywa, tatenda chasu ni macho kwenyu, tatenda skuru.
Sata naka imambu.
Maa, sita ya nyu baba. he is advocating for the election results to show on time, in time, as people vote, you can see the numbers.
Like a live,
changing to record individual votes as they come in.
So he says, like, what happened in Zambia, right?
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. At first, I didn't understand what he really was referring to.
Yeah.
But he wants to make sure that as soon as you cast your vote,
then you have
we can see that being tabulated there, that the vote has been cast. But that is a danger. That is a danger of identifying people's choice, you know, publicly, since it's supposed to be a personal decision on someone's part.
Well, maybe he's saying there won't be any names that will be appearing, but the numbers.
Yes.
So, Mama Victor Matutu. So, once again, like Mama Matutu, Nyawuza, simply, we are Kononuti, Izeki, I want him. Yeah, so manje kumele kwenziwe nqa wena sokukhangela khona pho kulungiswe njani konke lokho ngoba sesijalo ukukhuluma ngakho mthokotho so kulungiswe njani mama
ngoba ngithi nganibile indlela yokwenza ukuthi cut out this investment obukhas mhlambe kube leyinye ikwestion yokuthi ezobala imali ezoba responsible for ama elections kuye sibe le election nje engathathwanga iveshi mhlawumbe kube leikhomishini engaba khona or maybe from ama-sada countries or ama-african countries kube le ikhomishini njengakho zibe iveki just for one sike sibone ukuthi iveki le siyijona kangaka siyijona ngempela yizinto siyayihlukela kube lenye ikhomishini njengakho veki because ngokubonakala kwezinto iveki ngiyasazi noma isebenza nogovernment ngisebenza nobani kodwa kube lenye ikhomishini nje engakho under i-government ikhomishini engakho under Zimbabwe mhlawumbe sibe lama-election observers kumbe another electoral commission engayisiyo iveki sibone ukuthi iveki ma ingekho lapho yona i-counting yama-elections lama yama-vote and stuff izoba njani sibe leyinye into njengaso veki kuye kumisa iveki kancane because abantu akwazi ukuthiwe ngemva kwama-elections abantu bayinyoni iveki ukuthi yenze kahle
yesicela ukufake langesihloko kwenzaukuthi abanye abangazwanga isintu bakuzwisise ukuthi uthini lapha so ngiyakuza sibili ukhuluma ngokuthi kumele izeki nga iyamiswa kancane yeah so let's have he's saying it kubeka mama
okay my point is here we are always complaining about veki after every election there is no confidence that the veki has done well on this election people are always complaining I think the best way is for us to see if the VET is really a debt commissioner or we are just blaming it for nothing. Let us maybe have elections and get VET out of that position. And maybe let's say such a country give us a new electoral commission that will come and stand in the space of VET. And let's put that aside and see how the elections are going to go without that. Because we've been complaining about that after each and every election. So why are they kept there if they're not doing the job properly? They must be replaced.
Yes. So the issue concerning ZEC has been around for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think should be done, madam? What do you think should be done?
I just think this ZEC thing must be straight out. Let us have a new thing that will come in and observe this election and do the counting of votes. If we do that, and after that we still have the same problem, then we may come in and say, oh no, we're sorry that we're blaming you for nothing. So let's just have one election without them and see what will happen. If something happens, then we're going to go back to them and apologize.
In your opinion, how should the members of the Electoral Commission be appointed? Because
in my own opinion, I think if we have to elect the members within Zimbabwe, then the members of that commission must come from maybe not from the ruling party, not from the government. It must be an independent thing. Like, maybe let's get members from each and every opposition, or each and every political party in Zimbabwe. Each and every political party must be represented in that commission.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to get that, those members from within Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, let's just get maybe someone from outside. Zimbabwe on its own has failed to give people a positive outcome after election.
Yes. Thank you so much, madam. Thank you. Yeah, the issue of ZEC really is not going to go away at all. I think people have something to say about ZEC. I was interested in finding out how should those members be appointed, because if the appointing authority is the same, we are going to continue seeing the same thing happening in Zimbabwe. So it's an interesting situation that people maybe might want to think about.
Yes, very interesting one day. Now we've got another caller. Can you take that caller?
Makadi niko. Muriko ndinzwa.
Makadi wa enyu.
Ndiripo hangu. Tikutaura nani?
Bye, bye, bye.
Eh, Makadi, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Muri kutizwa?
Mati.
Tikati taura yenyu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu zvamunoda kutaura taura yenyu.
Pindo tikati kutaura paredio apa tizodzidzi.
Kom andiri mama fona mpane zvamamuchida kutaura. Munotya chizvi?
So I think she's scared somehow. So maybe we can skip that one. So let's go to any other caller. Maybe we are waiting for callers. So Mbuyelo kuweke Mama Victor Matutu. Nga wenangu wako. Let's say ufuna kuti uvotelwe ngabantu eZimbabwe. Kambe kukhona ongakuthembisa abantu sokuthi hayi phela kumele mina weZimbabwe kodwa lingenzele lokhu lalokhu lalokhu lami kwezethi ngilenzele okunye okuthize. So khona ukuzithembisa ezenziwa ngabantu. Uzibona njani izithembiso zelezi ezenziwa ngabo labo abakhankasela ukhetho?
Yazi ukuthi Dube, into eyinkinga eZimbabwe yikuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi nabantu bekhankasela ukhetho banezithembiso abazenzayo, kodwa konke lele bandla elibusayo namabandla aphikisayo alezithembiso azenzayo. Amabandla aphikisayo asikaze siwabone esimbusweni, sibone ukuthi izithembiso zabo lezi ababe bezithembisa ngesikhathi bekhankasa bayazigcwalisa yini. Esihlele sikubona libandla elibusayo likhankasa, lingakhankasa, liwine ukhetho, libuye libe sesihlalweni, lingazigcwalisi izithembiso. So njengoba thine sikujwayeleke ukuthi kuyakhankasa kodwa izithembiso azigcwaliswa, okwamanje sisazi lokhu ukuthi yebo kuyakhankasa ngalokhu nalokhuyana, mpela izinto abakhankasa ngazo yizinto okumele ezidinga ukuthi zenzeke eZimbabwe. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi ngemva kokuthi sebewinile ukhetho laba bazowina angeke basagcwalisa izithembiso. So asadinga amabandla aphikisayo, angeke siwagcobe ngento abangayenzanga, siphonge ukuthi sibagcobe ngokube ndelenyana abangazanga bayize sithi labo hayi kutho ukuthi bengaza bazobenza into efana nayo. Asikwazi ukuthi bona mhlawumbe zanoba bazozenza into ezizithembisa abazithembisa zona, kodwa kwamanje thina sisakwazi lokhu kubabandlela ubusayo ukuthi hayi siyathembiswa mpela, kodwa mase behlale ezikhundleni izithembisa zijwalizwa.
Ye, ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwo sibili khonokho abantu bezwe, abanye abangakuzwanga ngesinto.
Okay, what I'm saying here is that we are hearing a lot of promises done by all the campaigning political parties. They are promising us as voters this and that. And all that they are promising is what we want to see and what we want to see happening in Zimbabwe. And the thing is, they know what Zimbabwe needs. I don't know what's wrong with implementing what we are promising. As of now, what we know is all the promises that have been done for the past years by the ruling party when they campaign. They campaign and tell us what we want to hear and what Zimbabwe needs. But after they win the election, we don't see those promises being implemented. So I don't know about the ruling party, the opposition party. Maybe one day when they win the elections, they are going to fulfill their promises. But as of now, we don't know. We also don't trust them. Because it's like all these politicians will just come and promise people things before voting. And after they are voted in, those promises are not fulfilled. So we're not sure if even the opposition parties, if they make win the election, they are going to fulfill their promises. But as of now, all what they are talking about, all the political parties, what they are talking about is what Zimbabwe needs. So, but we are not sure if we vote them in, are they going to give us what they are promising us? We don't even know. Those winning parties have been promising us for the past how many years? 4 years. But we haven't seen anything that has been fulfilled.
Yes, I was a good game, Mama Bamba. Kuna kucingo, maybe Mr. Wandi, ufuna kufaka la umbuzo, kuna po ngesikio, kwa ite Wandi.
Yeah. So, where you are, what are you doing to aid the situation, the political situation in the country? What contributions are you making there? How are you contributing towards the issues that you are articulating to be a problem?
I'm very ashamed to say this. I'm not in Zimbabwe. I'm not a registered voter. I'm a diaspora. And what I can say now is that my only wish is that maybe if one day a diaspora vote will be allowed in these elections, of Zimbabwe elections. As of now, I'm pushed away from my own country. I can't even vote because the situation that I'm in now does not even allow me to go back to
Zimbabwe. Yeah, Matutu, skuru kubamba mlomo mpichana kuna. Siku kubamba mlomo, stati kola lezi ya kuyakuwe. Kola, kunjani kuna hapo ulapo kona? Singazutu kola mpamu.
Sakupona wabaduwe kunjani.
Nyapila, Richard Moyo, kunjani wapu?
Awa ngira iti nguza nina lapo.
Siapila kuli, ye, akuchukuti uze uketo lezi uzbona cha.
Ah no, the way mina ngibona ngakhona siyathemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzokungenelela kukhetho sa standarda. Ngiyathemba ukuthi ikhetho vele izokhamba kuhle next week ngeSaturday zobona abantu bazovota ngezi number eziningi kunindawo lezo zivotwayo. Angithi ezinye izindawo fana indawo yakithi akuvotiwi nje uMP ukhona amakhansela khona. So siyathemba ukuthi labo bayo kuvota nge-26 bazovota kuhle. So mara into mfuna kuyitsho kuna bantu baningi abantu bafana ukuthi bona ngokwabo bavote ngendlela irayithi abantu bangalwisani. Ukulwisana into ebikhulu masibona izinto ziyenzeka elizweni endawo ezinye nje ayisinto irayithi leyo. So ngiyathemba ukuthi kuzohamba kuhle labo bazovotelwa khona ama-MP namakhansela nabaziphathe kuhle nabangatela abalandeli ukuthi bayo bayo shaya abanye or bayalimaza abanye into epale ayisinto irayithi. Iyo into ngiyibonayo mara konke kuzohamba kuhle. Angeke ngibone kuzokuba nokuphazama kuzoba lapho nalapho nje mara ngiyathemba ukuthi wonke ama-MP aredi namakhansela wonke aredi masibona abadosi phambili bahamba bayakhambena bayafuna abantu ukuthi bavotele. Konke kuzohamba kuhle mara siyathemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzokuba nabo kuzokungenelela ngenxa yokuthi vele elizweni like 84 sihlale standards avele amavoti nawo afuna imithandazo eminingi khulu ukuthi imithandazo ikube khona ukuthi abantu bavote kuhle. Lo uzokuwina abange omunye izandla, lo uzohluleka naye abange lo winile izandla ingaba into ehle khulu leyo ngenxa yokuthi vele
siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Richard Moyo khona ngapho ke South Africa ungathini kusasa. Siyathemba ukuthi uzangena kuhlelo olunye ozalandela. On that note, Wande, we know that we don't have extra time here. I think we have to end it there. We thank our guests this evening, Reverend Hussein Swanda of the Christian Alliance of Zimbabwe, Miss Victress Matutu of Zim Imbogoto, she's the chairperson there, Miss Moody Sithole of Patriotic Zimbabwe's Party, and all those who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Sending off from Washington, this is Steve Tuwe.
Say good night. And I'm Tanono Kawande. We'll see you again next time. Take care.
Good night.